The Brookings City Council unanimously passes a resolution stating the city's commitment to inclusion and diversity. At its heart, the resolution says Brookings will continue to be an inclusive city that reaffirms its commitment to uphold justice and oppose acts of intolerance or discrimination. It also says the city will implement measures to facilitate reporting, tracking, and responding to hate and bias-motivated activities. George Hamer is vice chair of the Brookings Human Rights Commission. He read a statement explaining why they brought this resolution forward.
You may think this to be an issue that does not happen in Brookings, but several local incidents come to mind. Muslim women being told to go back home as they walk downtown Brookings. Anti-LGBT slogans written on dorm room doors. Desecration at our local mosque. And on and on.
Fatih Alouish is a professor at SDSU. He thanked the council for the continuing efforts to make this a better city.
Coming from Egypt to here to work at SDSU for a year, contract for a year, which I made it home for the last 25 years. Why? Because I found this a very peaceful city, very inclusive, very friendly, you name it. To be honest, this is people from my friend from bigger city around the country when they said, why are you staying here? I said, because this is the best place to raise a family.
Councilmember Dan Hansen says this is the city continuing a commitment that already includes an LGBT liaison on the police force. He says passing this resolution does not solve the problem.
So I think it's important for all of us to remember that, you know, we're seven people up here, and we'll try to do our best to continue to enact policies that we have in the past. Like I talked about before, whether that's moving from a human rights committee to a commission, or doing what we did with the police department and other things as we move forward. But we also need other people to make sure they raise their hand to help others that come to them.
He says words matter, but so do actions.